Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Are you not entertained? I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Known for his over-the-top challenges and viral stunts, the YouTube channel of James Donaldson, known as Mr. Beast, continues to attract a massive audience. But as you'll soon learn, Mr. Beast is no stranger to controversy, and like many hyper-successful companies and properties, Mr. Beast has dabbled in the, quote, immersive experience space, and failed to deliver. Billed as a, quote, immersive and, quote, unforgettable event, the Mr. Beast experience was certainly that, but not in a good way. Today on Ghost Town, the gigantic failure that was the Mr. Beast experience. On Tuesday, April 16th, 2025, a crowd of frustrated people waited to speak to the Resorts World Las Vegas CEO, Alex Dickson. The group, tired and fed up, was demanding refunds for a 3-day event that they had traveled the world over to enjoy, which supposedly ran from April 13th through the 15th in partnership with the popular YouTuber and entrepreneur known as Mr. Beast. Attendees paid approximately $1,000 per person for the weekend, not including travel, transportation, or food. This, in and of itself, was not surprising. Mr. Beast, whose real name is Jimmy Donaldson, is an international sensation. He has the most subscribers on any YouTube channel, over 386 million, and is the third most followed creator on TikTok, with over 115 million followers. The 26-year-old Donaldson was raised in Greenville, North Carolina, and began posting gaming and YouTube videos to YouTube when he was just 14 years old. As a teen, he became obsessed with how to make successful YouTube videos. After dropping out of college, Donaldson attempted to analyze and understand YouTube's recommendation algorithm to create viral videos. Quote, "There's a 5-year point in my life where I was just relentlessly, unhealthily obsessed with studying virality, studying the YouTube algorithm," Donaldson said. "I woke up, I would Uber Eats food, and then I would sit on my computer all day just studying shit nonstop with other YouTubers." Once his channel took off, Donaldson hired some friends to help run his brand, which expanded into Beast Reacts, Mr. Beast Gaming, Mr. Beast 2, and Beast Philanthropy. From there, he helped create Beast Burger, Feastables, Lunchy, and multiple fundraisers, including Team Trees and Team Seas, which raised over $50 million for the Arbor Day Foundation and Ocean Conservancy, respectively. In November 2021, Donaldson uploaded a video called $456,000 Squid Game in Real Life, a recreation of the hit streaming series Squid Game. The video worked just like the show. 456 people compete for an actual $456,000 cash prize. The video received over 130 million views in 1 week, becoming one of the most watched YouTube videos of 2021. Though Donaldson had always faced criticism, this is where it ramped up, including, in a review of the game in Vice, arguing that it, quote, "badly misunderstood the anti-capitalist message of Squid Game," among other allegations that we will get into a bit later. On October 15, 2023, Donaldson surpassed 200 million subscribers. His YouTube Shorts video, quote, "Would You Fly to Paris for a Baguette?" is the most watched video on his main YouTube channel, with more than 1.3 billion views and 50 million likes. Of course, at this point, Mr. Beast wasn't just famous, but an online legend, receiving opportunities that some could only dream of. Not to say all these opportunities were good. That same year, after the OceanGate submersible Titan imploded in the Atlantic Ocean during a tourist expedition to see the wreck of the Titanic, killing all 5 passengers, Donaldson made the public claim that he had been invited on the expedition but had declined the offer. On July 10, 2024, Donaldson became the first YouTuber to surpass 300 million subscribers and the most subscribed YouTube channel on YouTube. So that's how we got here. But let's fast forward to the unhappy group of Mr. Beast Experience attendees who were fed up, even disgusted, by what they had experienced. As the guests arrived for the immersive event at Resort World Las Vegas, they were informed by the hotel's front desk at check-in that they should stay in their room. A mystery arrival would come to them, and the experience would begin. An exciting start, right? They knew what they had signed up for. As mentioned, an unforgettable and immersive event. It promised attendees a three-night stay, a Mr. Beast, quote, mystery bag with limited edition merchandise, on-site activations, exclusive menu items, and a chance for one participant to win a $10,000 gift voucher. But the experience started badly and then just kind of ended. Some guests shared that they camped in their hotel rooms for 24 hours or more awaiting a surprise. Some guests waited for 24 hours. Some guests waited for 2 whole days in their rooms, certain that soon something crazy was going to happen, a la Mr. Beast. Quote, "It should have been like mini games, meet and greets, photo ops, special drinks and things," said Teresa Mehta, who traveled to Las Vegas with her mother to attend the event. "Unfortunately, we didn't get any of that." Quote, "It had kids' shorts, an extra small shirt, a hat, and a medium shirt," she continued, of the mystery bag that she eventually received. "If you go to MrBeast.store to their merchandise right now, all this stuff is on clearance for $9. We were told we get exclusive merch. Obviously, that's not the case." Quote, "Nothing happened for the first 2 days," said attendee MythLab on Reddit. "The welcome gift was a box of chocolate bars, and the mystery bag was 4 shirts in random sizes. Ours were 2 extra-extra smalls, 1 medium and 1 large, a pair of XXL shorts, and a hat. Nobody at Resorts World had a clue what else was going on. It feels like the employees were only told about the mystery bag, but nobody at the restaurants knew about the activations or any schedule of events," which there weren't any. Mother Desiree Pineda told 8 News Now it was her son's birthday on Monday, who is a Mr. Beast superfan. Quote, "I was just trying to give him the best experience, and unfortunately, as a parent, I feel like I failed him," she said. Pineda led the charge in the crowd of upset guests, asking the hotel to compensate them for their time, money, and effort. Quote, "Their ultimate resolution all across the board was $50 worth of food and beverage credit for 2 different outlets, she said. "This experience has been nothing short of horrible." Quote, "If Jimmy is part of this, I hope he feels good for scamming a whole bunch of adults and their children," Abigail Marquez said, an attendee who traveled in from Los Angeles for the experience. "That's how you get subscribers? Cool." The event was soon taken off of the Resorts World website, and following the group's unheard pleas towards the hotel's CEO, guests are hoping to file a lawsuit against the hotel to get their money back. Eventually, Mr. Beast found out about what was happening at Resorts World and responded to a complaint on X about the situation. We'll tell you what he said after this break.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How's it going?
We're hanging.
This is the hang. This is the cool hang.
Yeah, it's a total hang zone.
Uh-huh.
We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And our government.
Mm.
It's all for you.
It's all for you.
I was thinking, was it The Omen, Damien? It's all for you, Damien.
Oh.
And you're singing that song by what?
It's not Smash Mouth. It's like a, but it's in
Sister Hazel.
I think it's very bad late 90s.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Also, it's either The Omen or Sister Hazel, I guess. Pick one. You
Pick
get
a
choice.
Camp. Pick a camp. And there is a right choice.
Well, our mayors, before they were mayors, had their own experiences that they ran. Didn't go well. We still took them in with open arms.
Of course, as we do.
This first mayor tried to run the LinkedIn experience.
Oh, shit.
Everyone wanted to meet their favorite LinkedIn influencer or LinkedIn business person.
Whoa, third connection? Shit.
Yeah, wow. It was at the Aria. You know, it's a kind of like, it's business is happening, but it's still cool and fun.
Yeah.
They got 3 different sized LinkedIn fleeces, right?
Yeah. An off-brand Yeti mug.
Yeah, and a bunch of lanyards.
Oh, hell yeah.
They love the lanyards, though.
Well, what's not to love?
That'd be Ketchozil.
Hello.
This mayor ran the True Life experience from MTV's True Life.
That's actually, I would pay a lot of money.
People
rent.
Did. Guess what? Didn't get what they wanted, though.
Oh, no. They got True Life.
They were like, I want to meet someone who is at the Jersey Shore. I want to meet someone
who has a weird anime addiction.
Yes.
Yes. I want to meet someone whose hair is falling out.
Yes. I want somebody
who's Amish.
So basically what they got was the actual people from True Life in their rooms just being like, we don't have anywhere to live. And they're like, oh, no. I thought I was just going to get some True Life merch. Didn't happen.
Uh-uh.
Thanks, Kelly Meehan.
Hello.
This mayor ran the Domino's Pizza experience.
Also one I'd pay.
It seems like really, really good. You got your own pizza tracker temporary tattoo.
Love.
You got some empty pizza boxes, I guess, just for their decorative?
Yeah, the smells.
Yeah. Just stank smells in there. And one dessert. Desserts are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if they're the right temperature.
No, this is ice cold.
Okay.
This is ice cold.
Okay, fair.
Well, you can thank Marissa Rothermel.
Hello.
This mayor ran the very current Tubi experience where you get a 30-day free trial of Tubi, which I think is already free, but you,
get
it with the only 90% ads experience instead of 100% ads experience.
Nice.
It's really cool. And yeah, of course you get so much Tubi swag.
Oh. Ooh. And we're talking like lighters, we're talking like
visors.
Good visors are good. Bad sunglasses.
A phone charger that gets hot in your hand and cooks your hand.
I love that. A Live Strong bracelet that you're like, where's these?
Well, that's Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
Let's see. This mayor made the Reign energy drink experience. No, not Monster. I don't think so. It's not Monster. What are some other names of some... Rockstar.
Monster Rockstar.
Rain
Red
has
Bull.
Red Bull. Yeah, it's not one of those. It's Rain.
No.
R-E-I.
It's more terrifying than all those things.
Yeah. And what you get there is you get a monster truck crashes into your room while you're still in it and you hope you live.
Adrenaline.
There's that. For some reason, you get a pizza tracker tattoo.
Okay.
Temporary tattoo. They did a crossover with that. You get an air horn.
Oh, cool.
You don't get to keep it. Somebody just.
No, just while the truck is crashing into your where you live. Okay.
Somebody goes out and goes, rare. Well, you could thank Chris Hernandez for that one.
Hello.
Who actually messaged and said he enjoys these breaks.
Well.
He was already
enjoys these breaks.
Yeah, that's the one person.
One is enough for
that's
us.
That's one. So
to
thanks,
keep going.
Thanks, Chris, for reaching out. I was like, oh,
yeah,
thank you.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Because nobody likes this.
No.
So that'll keep me going for another 7 years.
Have you ever given something year after year after year that no one's ever asked for and no one's ever wanted?
Mm-mm.
We've been doing it a very long time.
That's right. Our time is not valuable. I'll say it again and again.
Our whole time isn't money thing or isn't anything is our thing. But thank you, Chris, for that.
Thank you.
And then our governor. Who offers the private jet experience.
Oh, yeah.
You get stretch limoed to the private jet.
Ooh.
Right. You get on there, you get handed some like first class crystal. You get into the sky, you're enjoying things, and then the door opens. You just get pushed out.
Oh my God.
While our governor goes,
wow.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's the white collar crimes experience.
It's, ha, 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 ha. Human sport. I love it.
Oh, wow. We're all in a game.
Yeah,
she's masterminding.
That would be our governor,
Avian Noble,
who was just in L.A. And you only find out after or while they're in L.A.
I'm very sad I didn't get to say hello. But you know what? It sounded like she knew what she was doing. She was staying at the Roosevelt Hotel. She was just like,
yeah,
fucking doing it up. I was like, you know exactly what to do.
Like hanging out with celebs, yeah. like Walk of Fame stuff. I was like, what is, and was just, is so kind of like, oh, you know, it's just it, basically saying like, what I do is cool by like association. I was like, no. Us talking about you is by association.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
cool by association.
Exactly,
you are part of the thing.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean,
I wish we'd know ahead of time. We would have definitely. I did shoot a commercial though this weekend, so
okay.
I was a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
ooh.
Yeah, a little. Probably get cut out of it, but you know what I mean. Listen, I'll take $150,000 because that's how much you get paid for the commercial.
Hell yeah.
There. So if you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episode, 7 days free. Bonus episode coming out soon. We're just talking about it.
Yeah, just talking about it. Don't you worry.
Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Want to get back into it?
Let's do it. After many attendees began realizing that the Mr. Beast experience was not the crazy, wild time that they were hoping for, but essentially a days-long vacation in a Vegas hotel room, Donaldson actually responded to one of the angry guests' tweets. On April 14th, when the event was still technically in effect, ex-user Tucker Many reached out to the Mr. Beast X account saying, "Mr. Beast, yo, I'm at Resorts World doing your experience and it's been 24 hours and nothing. Where's the experience? Is there going to be any activities or anything? Waiting in room, LOL, hashtag Mr. Beast, hashtag Resorts World, hashtag Mr. Beast experience." And then Donaldson responded, "Hey, this definitely isn't the experience we'd hoped they'd deliver. My team's already on it. I'd love to personally make it up to you and anyone else by inviting everybody affected to tour my actual studio. Can't wait to meet you all, and my team is reaching out to everyone." But what actually resulted from the outreach is TBD. I'm not sure. It's been weeks since the Mr. Beast experience, and I have yet to find out about anyone who went, getting refunded, or any plans to see the studio or anything. If I'm wrong, listeners, please let me know, but I could not find anything. While Mr. Beast has a reputation, of course, for being a philanthropist and concerning himself with humanitarian efforts, the Mr. Beast experience wasn't the first time the company has been called out for unsavory and or abusive, concerning activity. Former Mr. Beast employees alleged that Donaldson fostered an abusive and unrealistic work environment, demanding unreasonable amount of work, not crediting creatives for their work, having wild mood swings, verbally abusing workers with insults and developmental slurs, and bullying them. Some former employees reportedly received death threats from Mr. Beast fans for speaking out about it. In 2023, the Mr. Beast burger chain, Mr. Beast Burger, was shut down due to quality issues, and in July, Donaldson sued Virtual Dining Concepts, the company running the restaurant group, in federal court. Donaldson claimed that he received no payment from the partnership and that it damaged his reputation, while Virtual Dining Concepts disputed the claims and countersued, accusing Donaldson of attempting a new deal for personal gain and resorting to, quote, bullying when rejected, and also cited damages of over $1 million. As of January 2025, the lawsuit is still ongoing. On July 24th, 2024, YouTuber DogPack404, one of Donaldson's former employees, released a video on his YouTube channel accusing Donaldson of rigging contests, running illegal lotteries, and faking his videos. In a second video, DogPack404 interviewed another former employee who described poor work conditions, including not being allowed to sleep, which caused him to develop insomnia. Additionally, the employee claimed Donaldson hired his brother-in-law to work at Mr. Beast, despite knowing he was a registered sex offender who had been charged with assaulting an 11-year-old child. Then there's Beast Games, a reality competition series based on the YouTube channel that aired on Amazon Prime in 2024. Billed as the largest ever reality competition series, the premise was 1,000 contestants competing for a $5 million cash prize. But before the show even aired, five women contestants launched a lawsuit against Donaldson's production company, Mr. B 2024, and Amazon, claiming that they, quote, particularly and collectively suffered in an environment that, quote, systematically fostered a culture of misogyny and sexism. Most of the claims were redacted from public view, but the ones that weren't included suggestions that participants were, quote, underfed and overtired,
Meals were provided sporadically and sparsely, which, quote, endangered the health and welfare of the contestants. Back in August 2024, the New York Times spoke to more than a dozen of the show's participants, reporting, quote, several hospitalizations on set. One person told the paper that they had gone over 20 hours without being fed. When the show aired, it was not exactly well-received, though it was well-publicized. In a Guardian piece by Jeff Yang called, and this will show you the bias of the piece, Mr. Beast's degrading game show is a dystopian nightmare, perfect for America in 2025, Yang says, quote, it's more Titanic than Titanic, a slow-motion luxury cruise ship disaster, crashing, exploding, and sinking slowly below the waves over the course of a surprisingly tedious 10 hours. And, as such, it's very much a reflection of America itself in this moment. When Beast Games is unearthed by future generations, boldly assuming that there will in fact be future generations, Donaldson's garishly indulgent program will serve as a fossil record of the greed, narcissism, self-destructive factionalism, and worship of agro-capitalism that has brought us our second helping of Trump. Yang also calls out the irony of rich white men giving out money, a jab to the show's structure along with Donaldson's reputation as an outspoken philanthropist. Quote, Beast Games is far from the first unscripted competition show that encourages its contestants to share the poverty and precarity of their lives, even as it tortures and humiliates them for a chance at a way out. But it may be the most cynical. By framing rich white tech dudes as benevolent patrons, handing out bags of cash to unfortunate people who've made bad choices in life, Beast Games tips its not-so-subtle agenda, and it's one that Donaldson has ridden to a record-setting 340 million YouTube subscribers, the most in the platform's history. Darkly, but maybe fittingly, the piece concludes, that's Beast Games, and that's America in 2025. Are you not entertained?